This program is presented by ERN. Check it out at ernlive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Working Mother Radio. I'm Bettina Bush, your host, and today we have with us Dr. Shefali Shastri. She is with the Reproductive Medicine Associates of New Jersey, and they've got this really interesting study that's out right now. It's the Trends in Infertility 2016 Survey and Report. And we're talking about the fact that, you know, there needs to be more education out there about reproductive health, because there are a lot of things that we just don't know as a population at large that we need to know, and we need to know it sooner in our reproductive lives so that we can be empowered, and should we come up against obstacles, be able to attack them, you know, earlier on. But what I want to talk about today is that there are a lot of misconceptions about freezing eggs. And I know that the survey had some interesting findings about fertility preservation and egg freezing. Can you explain what the survey found, and what are some of the preliminary steps our listeners need to take if they're considering freezing their eggs?
Sure. So this was actually an interesting finding in the survey. 4 out of 5 of the respondents are currently delaying getting pregnant because they're focusing on other aspects of life. And the most common reported focus was education or career. That was about a little bit more than a third of the respondents. And so it's affecting many people, you know, delayed childbearing. Something else that was really interesting that's probably much more specific to our current situation, 2 out of 5 of the respondents are delaying pregnancy for the fear of the impact of the Zika virus.
Oh, goodness. And,
right, exactly. So, you know, regardless of, you know, as to why a woman may be, or a couple may be delaying childbearing, you know, it's important to understand that there's options out there. And so, you know, if a woman is single and she's concerned about her future fertility, then egg freezing is a very viable option. If there's a couple who is focusing on other things in life, becoming financially stable, or deciding whether or not they want to have children, then there's the option of embryo freezing. And so if, you know, I'll focus a little bit more on egg freezing. If a woman is concerned about future fertility and is interested in egg freezing, you know, there's a couple things to, A, understand and you know, B, to probably undergo. One, it's important to know that the success of egg freezing is directly related to the female age and ovarian reserve. So if a woman is concerned or thinks she'll be delaying childbearing, then the younger she is when she freezes her eggs, the better off she'll likely be in the future. You know, there isn't a strict age cutoff, but there is good evidence to support the recommendation of freezing your eggs when you're less than 38 years of age. But just, you know, focus realistically, the younger the egg age, the better the chances of having a live birth.
Now, if you, let's talk about, you know, in relation to the fact that we are having this issue of people not being educated about reproductive health until, you know, much later than they should be. If you've got a woman who has been focused on other things, and, you know, maybe she's starting to realize, hey, you know, I haven't gotten my relationship, you know, I haven't found the right one. I do want to freeze my eggs. I'm, you know, 39, I'm 40. Is freezing her eggs a viable option at that point? Or is it kind of a strong cutoff around 37 or 38?
So, you know, that's an interesting question. And part of it is the unknown. So when I say that, we are all variable. So every 40-year-old woman is not the same. And so when you look at, we make all of our recommendations based on ideally large studies. And so if you look at the literature, for the most part, if a woman is less than 38 years of age, those eggs probably are still going to be viable and help her start or complete her family. Over age 38, and that's not a strict cutoff, but, you know, over age 38, the likelihood of having non-viable eggs, you know, egg quality goes down as a woman gets older, egg number goes down as a woman gets older. And so the likelihood of having a good number of eggs that are good quality, that will be viable, that will be able to develop into viable embryos, is lower. Okay. But it's not an absolute. You know?
So now the flip side of that is, okay, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I have like this string of questions in my head. Okay, so let's say I've frozen my eggs at 37. I spend some time, you know, developing this relationship with the man of my dreams, and now I'm 45 and I'm ready to unfreeze that egg. Is that viable?
Absolutely. those are 37-year-old eggs, and they're frozen in time.
So my ability to carry the baby at 45 is that does that impact it, what matters is the age of the egg, not necessarily the age of the person who's carrying it?
You got it. Sure. So as a woman ages, the difficulty with conception is as females get older, we basically start running out of our eggs. And so the number of eggs we have goes down exponentially as we get older, and egg quality goes down as we get older. So that being said, if you are a 45-year-old woman, and I don't want to, you know, signal anyone out specifically in terms of age, but, you know, if you're 45 years old, the likelihood of you conceiving with your own eggs at that time is very, very low. But as long as you don't have any other processes going on, like fibroids or adenomyosis, which are other issues that can affect the uterus, as long as your uterus is healthy, you should be okay to carry your 37-year-old eggs. And that's why egg donation works so well in older patients.
Ah, okay. This is making sense now. It's all coming together. Okay. So now you also talked about if you are a married couple and you're just waiting to get started, you can consider freezing your embryos. How does that work?
Sure. Correct. Yeah. So in an ideal world, I would recommend freezing embryos as a primary step. That being said, and that's primarily because with IVF, when you look at an IVF treatment cycle, every egg that we're able to retrieve does not develop into an embryo. We're humans. We're human beings. The large majority of sperm and the large majority of eggs will never make it to a live birth. We're very redundant in the gametes that we have. And so that being said, when a woman goes through an IVF cycle, there's a drop-off each step of the way. If she starts off with 10 eggs, maybe she'll have 8 that are mature. If there's 8 that are mature, maybe 6 will fertilize, utilizing her partner's sperm. And ultimately, at the end of the day, you might end up with 2 to 4 embryos that grow and develop at the end of the IVF cycle to something that we call the blastocyst stage. So there's a drop-off each step of the way. Nice. So one of the limitations with freezing eggs is if I stimulate your ovaries and I help you, you know, freeze 10 mature eggs, I really don't know what their viability will be. I don't know how many of them will fertilize and make it to a certain stage of embryo development.
Right.
However, if you're in a couple, if we're able to actually fertilize those eggs and grow them out to the 200 cell stage, we know what they're made of, and
right.
B, embryos freeze much better than eggs freeze.
You're much better off if you can get that embryo frozen than you are with the eggs.
Correct.
This makes a whole
right.
lot of sense. Just math, the mathematics of it makes so much sense.
But you know, one of the things that we don't realize, 7 to 10 years ago, we wouldn't freeze eggs routinely. Why? Because our ability to freeze eggs was nowhere near as good as it is today. In the past, you know, a decade ago, if you froze eggs, generally speaking, there would be about 30% survival once you thaw those eggs.
Wow.
Today, it's between 80 and 90% that survive when you thaw those eggs.
That's huge.
That's huge. It's huge. And that's why we've gotten much better at it. And that's why it's much more of a viable option.
Well, and that's why we need to continue this education, because things are changing at a rapid pace. And so people really need to understand what's new, you know, how far science has come and all the developments that have occurred, because really you've got a much better shot right now than you ever have before. And I love that. That's fantastic. We're going to come back with more right after this. I'm Bettina Bush, your host. You're listening to Working Mother Radio.
This show is presented in part by Bridgestone. We're passionate about making tires you can count on to perform when it matters most. We'll be right back.